Good Monday morning and welcome. I'm in Cork, Ireland, where the sun is shining, and I'm just after having a breakfast of scrambled eggs, bacon, sausages in a place called Nash 19 on Princess Street. The reason I'm making this audio is to tell you a story. Way back, at the beginning of January, must have been December, I started to think about the fact that I loved, really loved quotations. These bits of wisdom that are often shared on via the internet. I loved them. There were obviously some that really made, really made me, and sometimes the hair on the back of my neck stand out, and sometimes simply marvel. And there were others which left me cold and wasn't. But the key thing is that I thought, right, not only do I love quotations, but other people do too. There are books of them and everything. And then I thought, look, Paul, what have you been doing all your life? Why have you been alive all this length of time? What have you accumulated? And what do you have to say? So I thought, what about the wisdoms, according to me, the ideas and thoughts, not other people's ideas and thoughts, but my own? So what about my own thoughts for the day? That's how my own thoughts for the day began. And I thought, well, let's start. And I started, and I did one day, and then I did another day. And, of course, as every habit starts, it began as not a habit. And it gradually kept going. And I have to say, there have been relatively few days since the 1st of January that I have not shared via Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and Flickr, but shared, basically, expressed my thought for the day. And I now have a huge collection of them. Not sure what I'm going to do with them, if anything. And some of them really surprised me, but, I don't know where they came from. Some of them, a few of them have been inspired by something other people have said. A few of them have been contrary and trying to turn conventional ways of thinking on their head, and others have been simply impulses. But the whole lot of them have come out of my, I suppose you'd say, my experience in life and the zeitgeist and the collective unconsciousness. That model, by the way, helps me to try to grapple with what is individual and what is social, but that's another topic. So that's the background. And at the start of the week, I thought, it's about time I explained or made an attempt to explain why I post on Instagram so many particular quotations, and why I feel now, and I do feel now, out of sorts on days that I don't and that I haven't. So I'm intending to, I will. It's not, I just carry on every day. Goodness knows when I'll stop, and goodness knows what I'll do with them. And, goodness knows some people like them. And I do look to see whether anybody liked them. It does matter to me on Instagram, and occasionally there are bits of conversations about them, not very often. So starting this particular week on a Monday, having kind of mid-year, if you like, I know it's not really mid-year, reviewed the importance of my thought for the day and Omani quote to me, let me offer you today's quotation. Start the week like it's the last week of your life. That'll focus you. It certainly will, won't it? It'll focus you on your priorities, your ultimate priorities. So it'll stop you to a certain extent being caught up in the current priorities or the unexamined priorities of your life or the priorities of an unexamined life, whichever way you like to put it. But start the week like it's the last week of your life. That'll focus you. It's something that once you express it, or once I express it to myself, is the most obvious thing in the world. But then again, we don't always express the most obvious thing in the world. And we don't always share the most obvious thing in the world, particularly because, well, we sometimes think, or I sometimes think, to be more exact, that, well, look, that's obvious to everybody. Why would I write it down? But actually, when somebody else writes down something that is obvious to me, I like it. I like it. Because it sometimes drags the so-called obvious from a category of kind of boring into a category of real. So there we are. Look, have a very good week. It's Paul O'Manies, and thank you very much for simply being there. Bye for now.